folks. It is finally here. Play-in tournament starting tonight. Stephen A., I found a friend, and his name's Brian Windhorst. Windy, so great to have you in New York. I gave him a huge hug.
You're looking very good, you.
I'm so excited to see him.
You're looking very good, Windy. Looking very good.
You screwed up, Stephen A., because it's 75 degrees and sunny here today.
Yeah.
We got it. You screwed up.
Yep.
If this were yesterday, they might have a point.
Yeah.
Today, looking pretty good.
You're looking great.
I think we're fine out here.
What I told it down. Is that nude? Is that what you would call nude, Molly?
I would call this blush, Shannon, but that was a valiant effort. Yep, I go blush. You know, Shannon, it's good to see you. You're looking clean in the Navy. It's nice. Stephen A., the magenta.
I'm a car salesman today.
Oh, my goodness. Are you guys excited for this play-in tournament tonight or what? We got some great matchups.
A couple of nuggets of news before
sure.
we start the show because
oh,
I feel it's
that.
Necessary. Number one, my big bro here and I going out to dinner tonight because I lost my bet to him that Anthony Davis wouldn't play 65. So I got to pay up tonight, Wendy. I got to pay Shannon. So I'm treating him to dinner tonight, Molly, okay? I'm treating him
Love
to dinner.
That.
He talking about ordering something for $3,000. This is what he's trying to do to me, okay?
Dry age Wagyu, $3,200 bucks a pound.
See what I'm trying to say? And he going to eat a pound. We know this. Right? So it's $3,200 bucks right there. That's number one. And number two, just in case you care, Molly, in America,
yeah.
Brick has been summoned to Port Charles. It airs today. ABC General
okay.
Hospital.
Okay.
The Brick.
Brick's the town. Okay.
No, you got love interest. You know, so you got love interest. I'm just saying.
And what time What time can we see that, Stephen?
Well, I'm just saying. It's usually on the afternoon, 2 in some coasts, 3 in others. But General
okay.
Hospital, check your local listings. ABC today.
Okay.
Brick returns to Port Charles. That's all I got to say.
We're looking
forward to that. And a bottle of 2009 Petrus.
Shannon, see how Stephen A's paying off his bet. Take notes how things
Did
work.
Did you
here.
Send me the link?
No.
Let's
no,
go.
I got to take my
Let's
time
go,
with this, Shannon. I got to take my time. I don't rush big decisions, you know. This is
oh,
a big purchase. Yeah, I got to work
okay.
on it. All right, guys,
yeah,
let's dive into it.
Let's go.
So Steph and the Warriors are trying to will their way to the playoffs after an up-and-down year. They'll have to go through rival Sacramento Kings in the play-in tonight. Meanwhile, LeBron and the Lakers face the Pelicans. Winner is the seventh seed and faces the defending champion Nuggets in round one. Here's Stephen A. If the Lakers should consider avoiding Denver.
If the Los Angeles Lakers win tomorrow night, against the New Orleans Pelicans, they go up against the Denver Nuggets in the first round, which means they go in the hell home. So, do you win that game and say, bring on the champions now in the first round, or do you lose, dare I say, on purpose, just to avoid the Denver Nuggets? You got your options. You can go home in the first round because you ain't beating Denver, or you could lose and then end up with one of the brothers in the Bay in Sacramento or Golden State. What you gonna do?
Wendy, what's your take? Should the Lakers try to avoid Denver?
No way. There's just no way that they can do that. To quote our colleague here, Herm Edwards, you play to win the game. And while you have a strategic point, Stephen A., about going on the opposite side of the Nuggets, let me counter that strategy by saying this. What's the most important thing for the Lakers? I don't care who they're playing. The health of LeBron James and Anthony Davis.
Yep.
That has got to be paramount. You win tonight's game. By the way, the Lakers have a really good game plan against the Pelicans. We saw it in the in-season tournament. We saw it on Sunday. They attack them on the interior. They take advantage of the Pelicans' weaknesses. But when they go small, the Lakers go big. It's a comfortable matchup for them. And if they win this game tonight, 3 days off before game one against the Nuggets, then in the first round, you get a long extended out series where you get multiple days off between games. That is what the Lakers need. They need to give LeBron and AD as much rest as possible. Of course, I would not pick the Lakers in a series with the Nuggets. Generally, I would say yes, you'd rather face this series in a month as opposed to potentially this week. But I don't think it makes any sense to if you're going to have to beat the Nuggets at some point, you might as well do it now.
Before I give it to Shannon, I only got two quick things to say. Number one, that's a good looking brother right there. I like the ISO shot to our director. Just to make sure the ISO, I don't want to be in the gym no more. I want to be right there. You understand?
Wait,
right there with the solo shot. Because it does look good. That's a good looking brother right there to put this outfit on. That's number one.
Stephen A.
And I'm talking about me. I'm talking about me, Molly. Don't interrupt me, Molly.
Okay.
Because
okay,
I want to get to the bigger point. The bigger point is this. I don't like the question you posed to Wendy. When, of course, they shouldn't do it. Of course they shouldn't do it, Wendy. I was saying, might they? And that's where I go to you. Might they? We know they shouldn't. You play to win the game.
Yeah.
But are they considering, might they consider avoiding the Denver Nuggets at all costs, Shannon?
No, I don't think you, because it goes against everything that you're taught to do as a professional athlete or as any athlete. You play to win the game.
Mm-hmm.
I think the thing is, I think the Nuggets had a strategic meltdown against San Antonio because they knew in the second round they would possibly be matched up against the Clippers or the Mavericks, which posed them a huge threat. Sure, I believe that's what happened. But
you you think they botched that game? That was a disastrous loss for them. There's no way. They don't feel
exactly.
They're not afraid of anybody.
Exactly. You up 20 points against only Wimby, and you lose with the guy that's about to be a three-time MVP, and you lose that game, Wimby? Come on now.
No way, Shannon.
Exactly. No way. That's exactly what I'm saying, Wendy.
That was
way.
A devastating loss. That was big of a loss as there's been in the last month in the NBA.
The whole year. The entire year.
That was a terrible loss for the Nuggets. That could give up home court in the conference finals. No way. I got to put a stop to you right there. No way that happened.
But hold on. Do you actually think they're the number two seed. Do you actually think that the OKC Thunder is going to make it all the way to the Western Conference? Do you think they fear the OKC Thunder having home court? Really? This might be the weakest number one seed in the NBA.
The disrespectful
that's
very, city
that's
crazy,
very disrespectful,
dudes.
Shannon.
Stop it.
Maybe the weakest number one. The weakest number one seed. Oklahoma City?
Yes.
Led by Shai Gilgeous-Alexander,
yes.
The MVP.
Who's 22 well behind it there? Smell like Similac.
Okay, you can bite the line all you want to, but this brother averaged 30.
This is the weakest number one seed that we've seen.
You're
going to
eat these words, man.
Time.
I'm going to tell you this. I'm just going to – look, I'll give you a chance to take it back. This is a good team. Is it the 2017 Warriors? No, it's not. But that's a good team. This is the most competitive the Western Conference has been in 15, 20 years. The 10th seed Warriors are a great team. I'm telling you, they are a really good team.
How great are you if you're the 10th seed?
And the Thunder, that's what I'm saying. Look how good these teams are. The Warriors went 27-12 in the second half of the season. They're 10th. What does it say to you? The Thunder won that conference. They didn't just fall into that. I agree that they're young and they're inexperienced and they don't have great size. But I'm going to tell you, man, be careful because you're going to regret those words. They're a good team, man.
They had a great season, but I do not believe that any team, I don't believe they beat the Mavs. I don't believe they beat the Nuggets. I don't believe they beat the Lakers. They wouldn't be favored against the Nuggets. They wouldn't be favored against the Lakers. They wouldn't be favored against the Timberwolves. They wouldn't be favored against any of those.
This is the greatest situation in NBA history, guys.
They get to be
the number one seed, and then everybody thinks that they can't beat anybody.
Let me ask
this
you a question.
This is great. Zero
Wouldn't
pressure for the number
Wouldn't
one seed.
Would they be favored against the Nuggets?
Not against the Nuggets, but everybody
would
else.
Would they be favored against the Lakers?
They wouldn't be favored probably because dumb money would come in on the Lakers. Because dumb money would come in on it.
But I will say this to you. I get where you're coming from about the Lakers and about the Denver Nuggets, but I think they'd be favored against anybody else in the West.
The Mavericks?
Yes,
Clippers.
Even the Mavericks. Excuse me, even the Clippers. Have you seen these brothers play?
Yeah, I have.
Have you seen these young Denver players play in Oklahoma City?
Yeah.
All right, have you seen Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, my vote for league MVP? You see Jalen Williams?
Yes.
I mean, this kid, Chad Holmgren, is no scrub. They're a bit thin. That's the concern about them. Skill-wise, these brothers can roll with anybody. Anybody.
I like teams that are battle-tested, that have been there and done that, and they have not.
All right. That's battle-tested. That's a different animal. But you brought up other teams that ain't battle-tested. What have they done?
They've been around for a while. They ain't done a damn thing.
The Mavs.
Come on now.
Luka took them to the Western Conference Finals.
Western Conference Finals. Okay. Well, like you just said, they're young, right? So this is their first go at it, right?
Mm-hmm.
They're young.
Yeah.
Okay. So,
and what what normally has to happen when you're young?
I understand. Well, no. But you have you not seen exceptions? I mean, when Bird and Magic first came into the league, what were we talking about? They won instantly.
Well,
did
what,
we not see that? Not see that?
Which one is Kareem? Which one is Bird? Which one is Magic?
All right. I got you. Shea Gilgeous son special, brother. Let's go. Shea Gilgeous son special. I'm trying to tell y'all right now. Everybody better wake up and recognize this brother special.
We're not losing.
Okay.
We're going to win tonight.
You sure?
Man, stop.
Stephen A., is it okay if I join you on the screen, or did you just want a bigger shot of yourself? I just want to make sure, because
I'll take it for now, but for future reference, anytime I get a solo shot today, I would appreciate it. I mean, I am worthy.
You know what, Stephen A., it's so funny because Merriam-Webster called me, and I just looked up the definition for narcissist, and they changed it. It just says Stephen A. Smith now. So.
Really? Oh, okay. You can say that. Okay, we'll go with that. Yeah. We'll go with that. Ain't nothing wrong with narcissism from a healthy level of narcissism from time to time. You certainly put it on display at least five times a week, Mom.
I left the girl yesterday.
Thank you very
much. Remember yesterday?
Uh-huh.
Do we need to bring
get
up a yesterday?
Shannon. Yes get or no? Shannon. It's Do the we truth, need to Shannon.
Yes
get
or no? Molly.
Get up.
Hold on. Is Molly's mic working? Bristol, is Molly's mic working?
Yeah,
because
working.
All of a sudden I can't hear a sound.
Okay. Mic's working.
What about yesterday?
Mm-hmm. I just wore an outfit. I didn't talk about it.
He just wore an outfit today.
Oh, yeah.
And I wasn't sure on my sleeve.
Yeah.
Okay. Hey, I'm Molly Karam, and thanks so much for listening to the First Take podcast. Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Hey, I'm Molly Karam, and thanks so much for listening to the First Take podcast. You can now stream the most MLB games on DirecTV without a satellite dish. Yes, catch the clutch hits, strikeouts, grand salamis, web gems with nothing on your roof. So whoever's up there, whether it's roofers, Santa, birds, old-time chimney sweepers, moody teenagers, thrill-seeking raccoons, you name it, they won't find a satellite dish, but you will find your MLB games on DirecTV. That means DirecTV is your home for baseball this season. Root with nothing on your roof. Yes, stream your team. Call 1-800-DIRECTV or visit DirecTV.com to sign up today. Claim based on the total games carried on sports networks. Sports availability varies by zip code and requires choice package. Thanks so much for listening to the First Take Pod. Have a fabulous day.
Wendy, back to business. If the Lakers and Warriors both don't get out of the play-in, is it a failed season for both?
I don't think so. Here's the thing. The West is really, really good, guys. And, 46 wins for the Warriors, I know that that's 10th. In other years, it would be so much better. Back when the Warriors won 73 games, 46 wins would have been the 5 seed. The league wasn't that good back then. That's one of the reasons why the Warriors tore it up. This is really a good, deep Western Conference. Other than the team that plays the Nuggets, okay? Whoever draws the Nuggets, whether it's the Lakers or somebody else coming out of the play-in, or I guess it would have to, be the Pelicans. Whoever draws the Nuggets are going to be favored. Any other series in the Western Conference, I don't think you can say that there could be an upset. I think that's how tight this is. You look at the Lakers. Shannon, this is the second best Laker regular season record in the last 13 years. Other than the year when they won the title back in 1920, this is the second best regular season. The Lakers go 13-5 down the stretch. You want to call them the 8th seed? Fine. I guess they could win tonight and guess be the 7. Call them the 7. You want to call the Warriors the 10 seed? They went 27-12 in the last 39 games, half the season. They're top 10 in offense in that stretch, top 10 in defense in that stretch. these are good teams. The Kings are really not that much different of a team than they were last year, except this year they had some injuries. Last year they didn't. Last year they were the 3 seed. This is a tough, skin-tight Western Conference.
You got two guys, LeBron and AD, both averaging at least 25 points. AD is like second or third in rebounding. You got two guys on the 75th anniversary team, and you talking about this isn't a failed season? Unless they get to the championship, you got Steph Curry, who might be the most impactful player in NBA history, and he's the 10th seed. He's in the play-in.
These teams and you think ahead of them are good. These are good teams.
You making my point. At the end of the day, when it's all said and done, which guy in the playoffs right now currently will have a better career than Steph Curry and one LeBron James? Because that's what we are. We're
that's
talking about
career,
transcendental
though.
Players.
I know, but that was 10 years ago. Like, is it okay for Steph and LeBron to have a good season? If I say to you, hey, Steph just played the most games he's played in 7 years. If I say to you, LeBron just played the most games he's played in 6 years. He just had the best three-point shooting season of his career. Can they have a good season? Is that acceptable? Or do they have to win or they're terrible?
Winnie, think about what you just said. LeBron just played the most games he's played in a very long time. You said Steph Curry just played the most games he's played in a long time.
Yeah, they had good years.
And they're the 8th and the 10th seed. You're making my point
no,
for me.
No, you're making my point. That's how tough the West is. You can have a really good season and your team's just not good enough. It doesn't mean you're a failure.
Oh, okay. Wendy, stop. Stop it.
Thank you.
This is LeBron James and Steph Curry that we're talking about here. At this point in time in your career, when you've got that much going for you individually and you've got requisite pieces around you that are deemed respectable or more, you know good and damn well you got to make the postseason. You can't miss the postseason and the season's not a failure. Not when you're those dudes.
Thank you.
Hell no. You can't have that. This is LeBron James we talking about here. What the hell you think LeBron James still playing for? Contrary to what he tried to get people to believe, it ain't so Bronny could come to the NBA. Okay? This man is still playing because he's still going for that 5th ring. He's still playing because he knows that he's still on an elite level. LeBron James is still one of the greatest players in the world. 21 years.
Yes.
39 years of age. Did I give it to him? Are you happy? I gave it to him, all right?
Shot a career high for the three-point line.
How about that? Okay, excuse me. When you look at him, when you look at Anthony Davis, Anthony Davis played 76 games this year. Do you know what a failure it would be for Anthony Davis to play 76 games, to be an all-world as far as I'm concerned, first-team all-NBA player? Anthony Davis has been sensational. For him to be sensational and available, and LeBron James to still be at an elite level, and the Lakers don't make the playoffs?
Thank
but aren't you making
no.
my point?
Hell no.
It'd be, one
Hell
thing
no.
If they, it'd be one thing if they played terrible. They didn't play terrible.
It's not.
Their teams didn't really play terrible. The West is just really good.
Whoa, young guys are really good. Wendy,
Anthony Edwards is a stud.
Wendy, time out.
Luka Doncic is a
stud.
Time
out, Wendy. Time out, Wendy. We didn't say failed season for LeBron or for Anthony Davis as individuals. Lakers, Warriors, with LeBron and AD, with Steph giving you what he's giving you, and they have no postseason appearance to show for it?
Thank you.
That is a failure.
Yes.
That is a failure.
Absolutely.
There's no way in
there
around
that.
There
was a 12-year span where either LeBron or Steph were in the finals. Four of them were against each other. But for 12 years, 11 of the 12, we saw one of them in the finals. That is the standard that they're held against. But back then, the league wasn't like this. They alone, they were in their primes. They could carry their teams. The league is tougher now, and they're not as good because they're older. That's the reality.
Did we not sit on this airwaves? And I'll give you the last word, Shannon. Did we not sit on these airwaves, Wendy, weeks ago, talking about, regardless of the great stuff that was going on, how desperate the NBA is for at least one, if not both of these dudes to actually be in the postseason because they were still needed because they're transcendent figures, obviously, that extend far beyond the court of play, their impact on the game of basketball. With all the great young talent that's in the NBA, with all the competition, with the evident parity, particularly in the Western Conference, we were still talking about this is still Steph and LeBron's league. We still said that. We just had this conversation weeks ago. You cannot miss the postseason. and consider that that is not a failure.
With Anthony Davis having a career-high rebound, LeBron James is the only guy to post his stats in year 10 or beyond. And you and Steph Curry had another 280-plus three-point made season. And you trying to tell me if they miss the playoffs because the league is better? We're talking about transcendent players. We're not just talking about guys that made 7 or 8 all-star teams and they're really good. We're talking about multiple MVPs. We're talking
and
about
championships.
We're talking about guys that when it's all said and done, LeBron is going to be on Mount Rushmore. Steph Curry has an opportunity to be a top 5 player. And you're going to talk about, well, the league is better.
It is.
Tell you what. So which guy of the guys that's in the playoffs in the Western Conference, which guy is bigger than Steph and LeBron?
In the public sphere, none of them. But who's better and on a better team? A bunch of them.
A bunch of them is better as players?
With where they're okay. At, you're saying that Luka Doncic isn't playing a better level of basketball, that Shai Gilgeous-Alexander isn't playing a better, that Jokic isn't playing a better level of basketball than those guys? They're
okay,
younger, and they're better, listen, and they're on better teams. That's just the truth.
They're younger. They've had exceptional seasons. I understand that. But Steph Curry, the way that he was playing, LeBron James, the way that he's looked, right up there with them in the conversation.
And
right,
the two.
Shannon.
It's two.
Shannon, S.A. Whitney,
yes.
I know there's more meat on the bone, but let me get a quick commercial break here.
Brought to you by the Capital One Venture Card. Earn unlimited double miles on every purchase every day, and you can use those miles on any travel purchase. Plus, earn unlimited 5x miles on hotels and rental cars booked through Capital One Travel. Your next trip is closer than you think with the Venture Card from Capital One. Terms apply. See CapitalOne.com for details.
Hey, Molly Karam here, and thanks so much for listening to the First Take podcast. We all know breakfast is part of your day, but sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any, and you know what happens. You grab a cup of coffee, you skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, even waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Come on. Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com. The stars were out in Brooklyn. Caitlin Clark shined in a Prada fit, going number one overall to a solid team in the Indiana Fever, staying in the Midwest. Her impact is already being felt as the Fever will have 36 out of their 40 regular season games nationally televised. Caitlin Clark has the 4th shortest odds to win MVP at 10-1. Asia Wilson of the Aces, who won in 2020 and 2022, is the favorite. And the Liberty's Breonna Stewart is next at plus 550. Stewart won last season and in 2018 with the Storm. Stephen A., Shannon, look who's here. We got Andrea Carter late night, early morning, yes. But your girl showed up. And Stephen A., I was just saying to Andrea, I know you guys were watching last night, my two favorite fits, Caitlin Clark, because I liked how she wasn't trying too hard. She had the crop top, yep. The abs out, yep. The jacket, the skirt, something different, very fashion forward. And this one right here with the green suit.
Stephen A., I don't know if you saw the green suit, but I think you would have liked the green suit. That's all, that's
no, no,
all
no.
I'm saying.
Well, I like most outfits you and Shanae wear. You know, I said I'm fans, you know. I try to be a fan of Molly. She just won't give me an opportunity to praise her because she's busy praising herself.
Yeah.
And that's
oh,
the real problem is she beats me
right.
To it, you know.
You're right.
But
I got to work on
very,
my
very
humility.
Nice,
says the man
you
that was like,
very,
that's very a fine-looking
nice.
Yeah. Brother in that camera.
I also loved Angel Reese's look.
Cameron
with
Brink,
the hood.
Nika Mule.
Yes.
Rekia Jackson, like,
yeah.
The fits were fitting. All,
I mean,
all yeah. In the
way. NBA players better step up. The NFL draft next week, they better take notice.
They need to.
Andrea,
need to.
Stephen A. will know this. Angel Reese had the Grace Jones going. You remember Grace Jones
yes.
Wore that outfit?
That's right.
She
yeah.
Wore a
that's
very
right.
Similar outfit. That's before
right.
Your
yeah.
Time, Andrea.
She looked incredible as well. I love the hood
yeah.
And the whole thing.
Real the young quick, ladies before, acquitted themselves well.
Before we jump into this, Stephen A., I just wanted you to know, you know, when Drea walked out on set and she saw Wendy, she was like, Wendy, I agree with you.
Just had to give my man some support. He was making valid points about the state of the league. That's all I'm saying.
Stop. Stop it.
Okay. That's fine.
Stop
that's
it, Andrea.
I wasn't
yeah,
at the
real.
Table.
Come on.
I wasn't at the
come.
Table, but
you
can, that was
you
my
cannot have LeBron James and Steph Curry can't miss the playoffs,
it
and that's not deemed a failure for the season. That's what they're playing for. Come
she's
on,
just
Lakers.
Leading. They can't do it by
the
themselves.
Competition of the West. Praising the competition of the West. All right.
LeBron we're James focused. And Steph Curry would tell you it's a failure. LeBron James and Steph Curry would tell you it's a failure.
With
if
AD
they don't make the playoffs.
Averaging 25 and 12 in 2.5 blocks?
Come on.
I hear you. I hear you both. But the league is good. The West is great.
You understand?
LeBron and Steph Curry are some stir fry.
Okay. Let's get to the W. This is about the ladies right now. I'm sorry. I distracted
you. You brought
everyone.
It up. Yeah, you did.
I know. I owned it. I was accountable.
They're acting like the game is not 5-on-5. Like, it's 5-on-5. It's not 1-on-5. It's not 2-on-5.
Yeah.
We'll talk later. We will talk about this later, Andrea.
That's fine.
I'm not going to forget this.
All right. Call me. Andrea, tell me this. What's the Fever ceiling with Clark and Aliyah Boston?
The Indiana Fever ceiling, they'll make the playoffs.
Okay.
I believe they can make the playoffs, and that'll be as far as it gets for this team. This is a team that won 13 games last season. They're going to have to figure it out. Anything past making the playoffs would be an incredible success. But to me, they can get to the playoffs. I don't know if they would win that first series, but they can get there.
Well, let me ask you this question, Andrea. Okay, so you said they're going to make the playoffs, but that's about it. Who's standing in their way? Like, when you think about Aliyah Boston, when you think about, obviously, Caitlin Clark, and you talk about the talent that they have available to them. And by the way, major props to Indiana Fever. They are very, very lucky. Back-to-back years,
number
they
one.
Get the top player. I mean, damn, you got to say what it is. But my question is, who are the teams that's going to be directly standing in their path, in your estimation? We're not talking about the Las Vegas Aces. We know that's another level. Give me the other teams.
Yeah, I was going to say, we have to bring up the Aces, because the gap between the Aces and everybody else is probably bigger than the gap between everybody else. That's just how good the Aces are. Right. When you think about how Seattle just reloaded, they have Jewel Lloyd, they have Skylar Diggins-Smith, and they have Nneka Ogumike on that team. They got immediately better. You have Phoenix with Diana Taurasi, Brittany Griner. They add Natasha Cloud to that roster. These moves that these other teams have made outside of the New York Liberty, outside of the Aces, you have New York, you have the Dallas Wings with Arike Ogunbowale. Everyone knows the type of bucket that she is. That team has size throughout the roster. Ryan Howard in Atlanta, you all know Ryan Howard, a bucket.
Yep.
They just added Tina Charles, a veteran in the league, to that roster. And like, the teams have loaded up. So this is going to be a very young Indiana team with a ton of talent. Adding Caitlin into the mix, they can make the playoffs. But experience comes into play. In the W, they don't do East and West. Everybody plays everybody. You get the best eight teams. So there are going to be other teams that have experience, have loaded rosters, that'll be tough for Indiana to go against. But I still think Indiana can make the playoffs.
You went a little farther than I did. I was hoping they can make 500. Will 500 get them into the playoffs?
500 would get them into the playoffs. I want to say the 5 seed just last season, I want to say Atlanta Dream, the Dallas Wings, they were 4-5 or they were 5-6, and they weren't 500. They were like 19 and 21. So 500 would get them in the playoffs.
I definitely think they can get to be 500. Mm-hmm. That's a nice team they have. Caitlin Clark can score the basketball. Now, whether or not she'll be the scorer that she was in college, we don't think that, but she can facilitate. But she'll make it a lot easier for everybody else to get baskets, and that's what I wanted to add that also. Also, one thing. Shout out to my girl Jewel Lloyd, who was on the championship winning team of the NBA Celebrity All-Star Game. You know Jewel Lloyd. You know she was doing that thing to you, Stephen A. You know what I'm saying? I mean, she was doing that thing.
Shannon, but did you win that game? I can't remember.
Yeah, I won. I did a little something to Stephen A. Did it real bad, Andrea. Did it real bad, real bad.
I go for you, Stephen A.
Ringers, Andrea.
But
Andrea had Micah Parsons and Puka Nacua. They were throwing around women, and Micah Parsons came up to me and said, "They out there. They playing. What you want me to do?" I mean, it was really real. I mean, they were getting physical and throwing them around like this. I was like, this is ridiculous.
But last night on my podcast, Nightcap with Ocho and I mispronounced Rekia Jackson. I said Ricky. So I want to apologize to her personally. Rekia Jackson, congratulations to you being selected for number 4 overall to the L.A. Sparks. So congratulations to you and your family. So I apologize for the mispronunciation of your name, Miss Rekia Jackson.
There we go. Obviously,
Shannon apologizes. It's breaking news.
Everybody's just holding themselves accountable. I love this. There's so much growth on this program.
It's
great, right?
It's all about growth.
That's it.
That's right.
We're all growing. We're living and learning. Obviously, this is a star-studded draft, right? We're so excited. I couldn't wait to watch it. But I do want to focus in on Caitlin just one more time, because how much she changed, I think, the college game. Mm-hmm. How much pressure is on her now just to, like, carry this into the W?
There's no pressure on Caitlin Clark, because what she did in college has already changed the WNBA in terms of ticket sales, in terms of the Indiana Fever and their tickets going up. Indiana Fever had a draft party that 17,000 people showed up to watch the draft. Yeah. She has already put the W on the map, and anyone that knows the game knows she all she has to do is come into the league, be herself, get the ball to her teammates, whether they hit the shots or not, which they have a high percentage chance of hitting those shots because of the teammates around her. All she has to do is come into the league and be herself. She's done the hard part. The eyes are already here. This team won 13 games last season. What do you expect her to do? People are going to show up to watch. There's no more pressure.
Andrea.
Yeah.
That is utterly ridiculous.
Yes.
That,
it's not.
Need to stop that.
It's not.
That is utterly. Listen. We heard you. Listen
They're
up.
They're going to show up to watch
Stephen A. Hold on. You can't say that somebody who's such a phenomenal performer on the collegiate level, who has essentially uplifted a sport, as Dawn Staley pointed out, who is ultimately the number one overall pick, doesn't at least have the pressure to perform. Stop it. That's what comes with sports, Andrea.
Yes.
That's all I'm saying. I'm not trying to say that this extracurricular pressure, per se, that she's got to do something beyond performing at a high level. But make no mistake, with what Caitlin Clark has shown the basketball world that she could do, and I'll hand it off to you, Shannon.
Yes.
With what she has shown the basketball world she can do, it's not like she could come into the WNBA and all of a sudden play like hot garbage. No, that can't happen.
No.
She has to perform. That's all we're saying, Andrea. That's not a crime. That's not a crime to say that. Go ahead, Shannon.
Expectations. You said they can make the playoffs. Expectations. I said 500, considering they went 13-27. So I expect to see at least a 7-game increase, be 20-20. She's the number one overall draft pick. Expectations comes along with that, regardless of what you've done in college. Because guess what? What you did in college, you don't get to bring that resume to the NBA because nobody cares. The journey has ended in college. You start a new journey all over again in the WNBA. There's astronomical because nobody has come into the WNBA with the hype. She's LeBron James. LeBron came into the NBA hype times 15. What do you think she's coming into the WNBA with?
Hype times 100. And I hear both of you. But for me, I don't consider it pressure to have to go into the league and be exactly who you are. We have already seen Caitlin be exactly who she is. Yes, it is going to be harder in the
level.
W. I get that. But she's not expected to come in and drop 30. She can come in and score average 12-6. And that's a great start for
Caitlin. What is she averaging, 6-6?
I just don't think that's going to happen. So maybe
but
I'm just
we
not
don't
considering
either. We're just
block.
Saying that you have to meet expectations, Andrea.
But
Let me give you some news, okay? Because you have proven yourself to be an outstanding elite analyst. You know how I feel about you and Janae, okay?
Thank you.
You can't come on the air all of a sudden after those accolades, you know, after those laudables, and then all of a sudden you mumbling and you quiet. I mean, you understand? And you not resonating with the masses as you educate the world about basketball. There's an expectation for you to live up to who you expected to be.
That's what comes with it, Andre. All I'm saying is I don't think there's pressure for Caitlin because she's going to do it. Simply what she's bringing to the game and the pieces around her, she's going to have success.
We're not questioning what she's going to do. We all believe she's going to do it. We're just saying she has to
do it.
That's all I'm saying. She has to do it.
Pressure would be she needs to win a championship.
Last
she has
here.
To win MVP. She has to get her team
not
to a deeper
year.
Level.
She can't.
That would be pressure.
Diana Taurasi said it best. Diana Taurasi said it best. You know what? There's levels to this, and we're going to be waiting. Mm-hmm. And when they're waiting, you can't come on into the WNBA. Yeah. And Diana and them show you, we were waiting for you, and we showed you there's levels to this, and you ain't there.
I got breaking news.
Asking Caitlin to simply perform is not pressure. She's going to do that. If you all wanted more from her than that, I would say it's pressure. But simply
you got a different definition of pressure than most of America.
I don't think it's pressure.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
All right, we're going to pause right there. We got some breaking news into First Take out of the NBA. That's where we're headed right now. This, according to our Adrian Wojnarowski, the Milwaukee Bucks are preparing to be without two-time MVP Giannis Antetokounmpo for the start of their opening round Eastern Conference playoff series against the Indiana Pacers, but are hopeful treatment on his left calf strain will allow him to return sometime later in the series, sources telling ESPN Today. Okay. Stephen A., you're up first. How devastating is this?
Number one, didn't I tell y'all I like my solo shot right there? From the solo shot, that's number one. Number two, here's the deal. I picked the Indiana Pacers to win this series.
Regardless of Giannis.
Regardless of Giannis. Because I don't like the way Milwaukee has looked defensively, and I certainly don't like the way they've looked against Indiana this
Correct.
Year. And with the way it, with how explosive Indiana is, I think that they're a locomotive that Milwaukee is incapable of neutralizing. So my attitude is this, I wasn't surprised by this news. I didn't expect him to start, but I'm anticipating he's going to be back. And I still got Indiana winning this series.
By the time he get back, they'll be down 3-0, so it won't even matter. They're not winning four straight games. The Indiana Pacers are looking to push the ball, make or miss. There's a reason why they scored. They tied scored the most 130-point games in the NBA season. They get up and down. Milwaukee wants to let Giannis, you know, post up and do what he do, and Dame, they play the pick and roll. Indiana Pacers are getting the ball with Haliburton and those guys on the wing. They're pushing the pace. I'm not surprised that Giannis isn't playing, but I didn't expect the Bucks to beat them considering what I have seen all season. I didn't have the Bucks pick to beat the Pacers anyway.
My heartbeat is settled now because I agree with both of you. This matchup was already strength on weakness. The strength of Indiana's offense against the weakness of Milwaukee's defense. And now you take Giannis out of the equation. I completely agree. Giannis, his athleticism, the energy that he plays with, the strength and size that he brings. Now you take that out of their offense. So Milwaukee's offense is going to struggle, and their defense is already struggling. Indiana already had them winning this series, but now even more so.
Those bigs trying to get up and down with that pace. You got a Lopez. You got Bobby Portis. They're trying to keep up with those guys that's getting up and down. This is great. It's Greyhounds against the Clydesdale. Porter, it's just not going
to. The biggest chance that Milwaukee's going to have, Damian Lillard has to remind us of who the hell he is.
Go back to Portland days.
Go back to Portland days. That's number one, which I believe he's capable of doing. Number two, Bobby Portis really has to elevate his level of offense, aggression.
Yeah.
He has to go out. And this brother got to be looking to average 25 to 30 in this series in order for these dudes to have a chance against Indiana.
I still don't. Indiana shoots the three well. They get up and down.
They get up and down. They get up and down. And Brooke Lopez ain't going to be able to stay on the court going up against them brothers.
But, again, they're still hopeful that they'll get him back by the end of the series. Okay, Andrea, I don't know when we're going to see you again. I know the guys have said it. But, honestly, this is like an extra breakout season for you.
Thank you.
Are a star.
Thank you.
The total package.
Thank you.
And you're just getting started.
Thanks.
All right, you have a great day.
Love hanging out with you.
You're a star, Andrea. Wrong in the last segment.
Wrong in the last segment.
Last segment.
Everybody can't be proud.
Why do you got to bring that? It looks like a compliment sandwich with a diss, and then, just leave it at what Molly said.
Yeah.
You always want to jump in.
Unbelievable. No diss. Unbelievable. It's been a pleasure working with you.
This is what I deal with. Do you see?
Every day.
Yeah, every day.
I'll be back. I love you.
Unbelievable.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code FIRSTTAKE and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to gamble responsibly. See BetMGM.com for terms. This U.S. promotional offer not available in D.C., Mississippi, North Carolina, New York, Nevada, Ontario, or Puerto Rico. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in the U.S. Call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369 for New York. Call 1-800-NEXT-STEP in Arizona. For Massachusetts, 1-800-327-5050. For Iowa, 1-800-BETS-OFF. For Puerto Rico, 1-800-981-0023. For West Virginia, visit 1-800-GAMBLER.net. First bet offer for new customers only, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days in partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel.
Hey, Molly Karam here, and thanks so much for listening to the First Take podcast. Vivid Seats wants to get you to the games you love this spring. Experience every pitch, assist, game-winning shot live and in person. And the best part, each transaction is a step toward a free 11th ticket with Vivid Seats rewards. Score unbeatable perks like free tickets, surprise seat upgrades, and annual birthday deals. As the official ticketing partner of ESPN, Vivid Seats is offering you $20 off your first $200 ticket purchase with code TAKE. That's code TAKE. Visit VividSeats.com or download the app today. Vivid Seats. Experience it live. All right, USA Basketball is finalizing its roster for the 2024 Paris Olympics. That, according to our Adrian Wojnarowski. And it features familiar faces. LeBron James, Steph Curry, Kevin Durant, along with newcomer Joel Embiid. All right. Wendy, tell me this. What's your biggest takeaway from this Team USA roster?
First off, there's a lot of interest in this team. This is going to be the most intense international tournament we've ever seen. There's really tough challenges for the U.S. A lot of the star players wanted to take part. It's obviously going to be in Paris. That's a big drawing card. There are some tough decisions that Steve Kerr and Grant Hill made here. And I think the biggest one was picking Tyrese Haliburton. Haliburton had a really good summer for Team USA at the World Cup last year alongside Anthony Edwards. But he did. There was definitely some guys you could say were snubbed. Jalen Brunson, Kyrie Irving, maybe even De'Aaron Fox, guys who would be good at the guard position. There's a lot, going to be a lot of competition to get to that 12th spot. Who's going to get that 12th spot? And also, just because this is who they want on the roster doesn't mean that they're going to be healthy. So there's still probably a pretty strong second list of guys if any of those top 11, you know, come up with injuries during the postseason.
Well, a couple of things for me. Number one, Joel Embiid being, you know, Cameroon. I mean, I was like, I know. Obviously, I'm looking at him and I'm saying, all right. Well, I remember one time that they were talking about that he could play for France, he could play for the United States. I'm like, I'm looking at him, I'm like, why is he on the roster? But obviously,
because
he's
we're
big
desperate.
Time.
We're desperate.
I understand. That's fine. But we don't want to show our desperation in international competition personally. We could find a different way to sort of gloss over that a little bit. Here's the other thing. They say the teams are permitted to take 12 players to the Olympics. Yes. I don't want to hear that Kawhi Leonard's on this list. Hell with that. We got to hold on to him. I mean, I don't want – hey, you going to play extra time? You can't. Yeah. It's a miracle that you played the games this regular season that you play. Oh, no. I don't want him in Olympic competition because if I'm the Clippers, that's the last thing I want to hear, that he going to play in international competition. I need him in a Clippers roster, especially with my new arena opening. I don't want – Kawhi Leonard should not be considered. If I'm Steve Ballmer, I fight that to the death. Yeah. I need this brother playing for me.
For the Clippers.
In the Clippers, and when we go into the new arena in Inglewood, that's number two. Number three, it's just me, just my preference, watching international competition. I know we got guys who can shoot, but I'm talking about bona fide straight-up shooters.
Right.
To me, believe it or not, despite his struggles, a guy like Klay Thompson or anybody like that, I need another shooter on this roster.
Klay is going to play for the Bahamas, I think.
Oh, yes.
Oh, that's
I forgot
sick.
About that.
The Bahamas are trying
Bahamas.
To qualify for the – they have to
yes,
qualify
I read
in early
that.
July.
Wow. I read that, and I'm like, what?
Interesting.
The Bahamas? I don't know what to – I need another shooter.
What, Kyrie?
Whoever you going to get, Kyrie. Whoever you going to get, give me another shooter. I need a marksman. Yeah. I need a marksman on this squad.
Well, we're taking star power. That's for damn sure. I mean, we got our biggest and brightest stars. We got LeBron, Steph Curry, and Kevin Durant. The interesting part that I'm looking at is your defenders. Really, you got three defenders. You got Holiday, Anthony Davis, and Bam Adebayo. Now, do we need another defender on the perimeter? Are we asking
That's
LeBron
why they want
and
Kawhi,
KD?
Maybe.
The cops, Wendy. The man's knees are barking at my hips,
well,
and I had both
Joel?
Of my hips repaired.
I wouldn't assume that Joel's going to be healthy. And I got to tell you guys, the World Cup last summer, the U.S. lost three times to big, strong European teams with big dudes. We go down and look at all the starters in the NBA at center. Find the Americans. They ain't there. We don't have bigs, and we leaned into – playing
Joel
small
Embiid.
Last year, and it didn't work out. Joel Embiid was a major free agent naturalization signing. I'm not kidding
yes.
you. The French
yes.
and the Americans were competing, you know, coming over, yes. offering all kinds of things to get Joel Embiid. It was a huge signing, but I can't count on him being healthy. This is going to be a war, guys. I mean, Jokic, the Serbia qualified. Jokic is going to be a beast in there. Victor Wembanyama and Rudy Gobert playing on the same team. They're going to start next to each other. Joel Embiid could have been the third head in that monster. We got lucky that Embiid, even if Embiid just said he didn't want to play for France, it would have been a victory for us. This is going to be really, really hard. This is the most intense international competition they've ever had. But here's the thing. I know that the Knicks fans who are already annoyed that Jalen Brunson isn't getting more love for the MVP vote are probably annoyed he's not on this roster. He was on the leader of the team last year that finished fourth in the World Cup. Historically, what Team USA wants at the guard position is size. And if you don't have size, you got to be a great defender. That's why Jrue Holiday is there. The Halliburton pick, he was great early in the season. He wasn't so good the second half of the season. So the Halliburton pick is one that I'm hearing from agents and people on, even though Tyrese was really good for Team USA last summer.
I'd like another shooter, but I also say when you talk about size and defense, Mikal Bridges. I mean,
Bridges was great last summer as well.
Listen, I definitely would consider him as well. Got to add something to this team.
Yeah, but Halliburton, once he went down with that injury, I think he tweaked his hamstring or something.
He hasn't been the same.
He hasn't been the same, Wendy.
I'm going to give you another name.
Prior to that injury, he was sensational.
I'm going to give you another name that's going to stun you because he plays for the Oklahoma City Thunder. Chet Holmgren. Because I'm telling you, we need size, and there's not American bigs. And you got to make sure that Embiid's going to be okay. It's the size is a huge factor, and Chet Holmgren is a guy who can play big and shoot and defend
well,
the paint.
How about Banchero?
Banchero played last summer and was a good option. We stole him from Italy. He was 5 minutes away from joining Team Italy, and Grant Hill leaned on Duke connections to get him in. He definitely would be on the list of guys to be considered for the 12th spot if anybody's injured.
It shouldn't be Kawhi Leonard. I'm Steve Ballmer. I fight that to the death. Fight that to the death. I'm the Philadelphia 76ers. I fight Embiid playing. I'm like, yo, man,
He playing. He done gave us his word.
I need you. Hey. I need you. Who paying you? Who paying you, man? I need you in this damn uniform. I can't rely on them being healthy. These brothers get injured going to the bathroom.
I mean, you worry about Serbia, you worry about Slovenia with Luka, because we know what Luka can be in international competition. He's sensational. Hey, but we should
Slovenia
have.
Slovenia isn't qualified yet, Shannon. They got to. I don't know if it'll happen, but there's possibly in the first week of July, Giannis could end up playing Luka for the last spot in the Olympics. They're going to play in a qualifying tournament in Greece.
Mm. If I'm Milwaukee, if Giannis, you ain't playing in the playoffs, you're not playing in this tournament.
All right.
Boy, they can't tell him.
We're up against the top of the hour. Wendy, you're feisty today, and I'm here for all of it. I don't know what the deal is, but I'm with it.